Hi, I'm Catherine, and I am part of the Elder Board. And I wanted to let you know that this weekend, N.L. Moore and Associates are here virtually with us, and they are helping us know who we really are, both our strengths and our growth areas. The staff and elders met with them yesterday morning, and then there were interviews with the staff yesterday afternoon, and I think about 80 people in our community are meeting with them for some sort of conversation and a focus group. So I'm excited for how that's going to help shape our understanding of actually who we are based on real data, not just our thoughts about ourselves, and position us for the future. If you're not aware, we're sending out a weekly newsletter via email with updates and links to important events. So if you're not getting that, you can email elders@lbcf.org and we'll forward that appropriately. In this season of transition, you might also have some ideas that you'd like to suggest. And you can't see us on Sunday morning and come up and chat. So we'd welcome you to email us ideas for staff or elders. And we'd love to hear from you at elders@lbcf.org. Next Sunday, one of the elders will present a March financial update, just FYI. And next Sunday, we are celebrating Brandon and Becca and sending them off to their new ministry assignment. If you haven't yet, I want to encourage you to write a note to Brandon and Becca. I'm gonna put on my therapist hat here for a moment. We don't do closure well. We might say, oh, the cooks will be around because goodbyes are hard and they hurt and there is loss and we won't have them in the same capacity. And who really wants to feel this loss anyway, as if the pandemic doesn't bring enough by itself? Saying thank you and goodbye is also so good for us. It helps us grieve and process. It helps us welcome the new thing that God has for us. And it's a gift that we can give the cooks. Let's let the cooks know how God has used them. I think of Ryan's word this morning that the Holy Spirit draws us into reality. So this week, can you take some time and sit with Jesus and let the Holy Spirit draw you into the reality of the sadness and gratitude and write them a note? And if you're able, can you include a financial gift with it? That is the update. And now we will hear some announcements with JC.